This is a Ted Haley recording, copyright preserved. First is the recording of the blessing of the white bait catch held on the pier in 1972.
And we blow them out of their distress. The storm sank in Irma, and the waves of the sea were filled. They were glad then that all was calm, as we guided them to the harbor they desired. And let them thank the Lord for his enduring life, love, and for the marvelous things he has done for men. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Our help is in the name of the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Bless and hallow, Lord, we pray you, this catch. And multiply above all in this industry your exceeding great mercy. Bless all those who go down to the sea in ships and occupy their business in great waters, shedding upon them and us your love and protection, that we may all praise and glorify your holy name. And this we ask for the sake of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. The second reading comes from the book according to St. Luke, chapter 5, and we start at the first verse. At that time, as Jesus stood by the lake of Gennesaret, and the people started upon him to listen to the word of God, he noticed two boats lying at the water's edge. The fishermen had come ashore and were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, which belonged to Simon, and asked him to put out a little way from the shore. Then he went on teaching the crowd from his feet in the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and let down your net for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we were hard at work all night and caught nothing at all. But if you say so, I will let down the net." They did so and made a big haul of fish, and their nets began to split. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. This they did, and loaded both boats to the point of sinking. When Simon saw what had happened, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go, Lord, leave me, sinner that I am." For he and all his companions were amazed at the catch they had made. So too were his partners, James and John, Zebedee's sons. "Do not be afraid," said Jesus to Simon. "From now on, you will be catching men." As soon as they had brought the boat to land, they left everything and followed him. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, who created all things in wisdom and love, when we bless this catch, we also ask your blessing on the industry and commerce of this town, and on the lives and undertakings of all our people. Help us to live as a true community concerned with the well-being of all our citizens. Make us aware of our dependence on each other and on you. Let us accept that people are more important than possessions, quality of life more satisfying than power or self-seeking. May we find faithfulness to you as the basis of all success, for in you lies peace
and fulfill them. And we ask this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen.
Let us pray. Now God, give us all wisdom as we come to bless thee, from whom come all good things, both in man and in nature. Give us wisdom in these days to restrain those who in thoughtlessness and greed would mar or destroy thy handiwork. We give thee thanks for the wonderful heritage of the seed that is ours, for the plenteous harvest gathered therefrom. And as we celebrate this White Plate Festival, may we be deeply grateful for all our blessings. Forgive us for our selfish and senseless pollution of earth and air and sea. Teach us all again to respect and honor thy creation. May we learn to look again with reverence upon all created things. Do thou prosper the work of all who labor in the fishing industry. We commend to thy keeping the fishermen of our country. Enable them to face the perils of the sea and ride its storm with brave hearts and simple trust. And now, God, as we prepare to leave this place, teach us all to be anxious for nothing. And when we have done what thou hast given us to do, help us to leave the issue to thy wisdom. And this we ask through Jesus Christ, our Lord, in whose all-prevailing name we pray together, saying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Before we sing this last hymn, may I just say how much I would like to thank all those who've taken part in this service, all my colleagues here who've been here so many years with me now, most of them. But I would just like to say our thanks to the Salvation Army, our brethren up there, who for the first year have joined us and made this service so much better by this music and this accompaniment. Thank you, gentlemen, very much indeed. Our last hymn then, Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven.
May God Almighty bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and be with you and bless your work and your home this day and evermore. Amen.